Hey, everybody, this is Stu Smith and Jim Edwards with another Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks podcast, number 119. And today we are talking about business inspiration. Where do you find it? How can you get it? Does it just pop out of the blue, or do you need to look for it? Can you find a reasonable place that is easy to be inspired, or do you have to really dig deep into that subconscious to figure out what is right for you to add to your business inspiration? So, Jim, that's what we're doing. And my dog's in the background. He's all fired up and inspired about today's podcast.
Dude, that was awesome. Oh, that was great. That was a great intro. That was really, really good. Well done. Well done. We're switching hats today.
Yeah.
So good job. It's interesting. I learned a long time ago that inspiration doesn't just happen, which is counterintuitive because most people think that inspiration just comes out of the blue. Inspire basically means from within, I think. I looked it up one time. It was pretty profound. I forgot what the hell. I can look it up on Google, though. The definition of inspire and stuff. Carlin says, Stu, projecting and emoting. This is great. So, the thing is, though, inspiration strikes every once in a while. But I learned a long time ago that inspiration is the result of stimulation. What do I mean? Well, inspiration comes because something else sparks something within you. And so the spark is inside of you, but something has to spark it. So it can be an article, it can be a question, it can be a video, it can be a suggestion from a friend, it can be a comment on social media, it can be a posting inside of your help desk, it could be just a sideways comment from a friend or a family member or even somebody you don't like. It can be an email. It can be, I'm just thinking back. The inspiration for me writing my first book came from my then girlfriend, now wife of 27 years next month, telling me, hey, you're smart. You ought to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, I'm smart. I ought to write a book. And no, literally, that's the everything changed when she said, you're pretty smart. You ought to write a book. And I'm like, yeah, I want to impress this chick. And so let me write a book. I remember Minisite Creator, the original inspiration for the thought of creating the course came from an article. I can't remember the guy that I read his article. He said, he was the first one I ever saw use the term mini site, a one page site. And then Terry said, you ought to create a course about these mini sites to teach people that you're teaching how to do these books, how to set up a membership site. How to set up a website. And that took off from crazy. I remember inspiration for funnel scripts came from this one is like crazy. This was almost didn't happen. My buddy Russell Brunson sent me a copy. Well, Russell didn't. One of his staff, his buddies, Brent, sent me a copy of Russell's book, .com Secrets. And I put it to the side. Everybody sends me their book. Dude, I can't read all these books I get. So I just put it over to the side. Sat there. And then my buddy Greg Caesar said to me, hey, did you read Russell's book? I'm like, yeah, I got it. I am looking at it. He's like, dude, it's a good book. And I was like, oh, okay, because Greg said it was good. Let me read it. So I started reading it. I was like, damn, this is good. So I sent Russell a message through Facebook. I just said, hey, dude, I read your book. It's really, really good. I really liked it. And he responded back, and I was like, you know what? I had to talk to him about rebranding my software to help people who use the service to get their software done, get their sales copy done. And that was the inspiration for funnel scripts. And it all happened real quick. you don't know where inspiration is going to come from. So you've got to put yourself in a situation where you can get the stimulation that leads to the inspiration. So we have actually institutionalized inspiration here at our company and our organization. And so one of the things that we do, or that I have learned about myself, is that stimulation from other people flips something in my head. I take their idea, my idea, and I come up with it's 1 + 1 = 3. So we have Nancy's in charge of the Wednesday newsletter. Susan's in charge of the Friday Jim's Desk for the Jim Edwards Method premium people. And so every week they each have to ask me for what I'm going to be, they ask me for the article, they ask me for the, for the Jim's Desk thing. And previously we had another team member that was with us forever who just grew into her. She grew her business so big she couldn't work with us anymore, which God bless her, but her job, everybody's job is you send Jim a couple of ideas, just wild and weird. Okay. And so then I get their idea, or, I have all these idea journals and stuff where I write stuff down. And I've got a whole thing of them. And that's the other thing is when you have the stimulation, you have the inspiration, you've got to write it down.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a little wisp in the wind, man. It just disappears. You've got to capture it. You won't remember it. Keep a pen, keep a piece of paper by your bedside, learn how to write in the dark. So you can actually go back to sleep, because if you ever had, I can't go to sleep, I'm gonna lose the idea. But if you write it down, you're like, my bad.
You got to write it down.
And so you need to read. I read a lot. Like Admiral McRaven, what was the guy who was in charge of Spec Ops?
Yeah, for, McRaven.
Have you read his, he started as a speech to the University of Texas, and then he turned it into a little book. Man, that gave me a ton of ideas. Just got me thinking. And, a lot of people think that, well, hey, if I get an idea from somebody else's book or somebody else's thing, it's like I'm stealing their idea. No, ideas are not like pennies. All right, here's what I mean. If Stu has a penny and I have a penny and we trade pennies, we each still only have a penny. But if I have an idea and Stu has an idea and we share our ideas, we actually have 4 ideas. We have my idea, we have Stu's idea, we have my idea that I get from Stu's idea, and we have Stu's idea that he gets from my idea. And so ideas and inspiration are one of the few things that are truly, there's no lack. It's infinite. Because your interpretation of something, it's like a quote. If I take a quote and then we each go use the quote wizard, you and I will come up, we'll take the same quote and we will come up with a completely different presentation, completely different video, completely different article, completely different blog post about that quote, because we're interpreting it through our own experience and our own filters of the world and life. So the number one most important thing to do if you want to be inspired is to take in a lot of stimulation, not overload like a kid on Halloween snorting pixie sticks at midnight wanting to watch SpongeBob, but consistently taking in ideas and then turning them over. I like to, over on my whiteboard, I like to just start drawing. I'll just start drawing and thinking and stuff just comes. So I don't know if that was the answer to your question, what you're looking for. I we spin Jim's thing on the back and then set him loose and he talks for a while and then runs out of steam. Stu, what do you think?
Yes, all of that. Yes, agree 100%. But here's what I found is that one little bite of inspiration can grow into 10 times that. And what I mean by that is like you said, yo, I like this book. It's a pretty good idea. Hey, Russell. Hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe I should do some funnel scripts ideas. So it just keeps The ideas just keep flowing as long as you're kind of addressing that initial interest.
Right.
So you see this interest, get an idea. Sometimes it just hits you like a bat in the head. It's so profound.
Here's Stuart. Stuart Andrew Alexander used to live in the Caymans on the Jim Boat before last. Stuart and I met up in a bar on Cayman, and he was drinking strawberry margarita or strawberry Coronas or whatever. It was really weird. But he's man enough to drink it in front of me. I'm like, hey, this is a good dude. So he gave me the idea for the Jim Edwards Method Premium. He gave me the idea to create a membership site around all of the wizards and doing an all for one a month thing. And so if it wasn't for that idea that he had shared with me, I never would have created the Jim Edwards Method Premium. I would have kept selling wizards individually and been all kind of fractured and stuff.
Huh.
The key, and Carlin and I think a lot alike, he says stimulation, inspiration, then how do you choose which ones to act on? And that was going to be the next thing I was going to say, was that you can't float around in this weightless feel good of just constant stimulation and ideas and inspiration. At some point, you got to act on something. Otherwise, you're just the weird person that, you know, just is the big dreamer that your family is really disappointed in because you never accomplish anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll let you take that one, Stu.
I'd say my biggest source of inspiration is actually email. You know, email questions that I get, conversations that I have with people, whether it's kids I work out with that gives me ideas to write about the issue that they're trying to work around and get stuck somewhere, and now they got to push through that plateau, you know, whatever that is. Maybe a technique that I learned to teach better, you know, something like that, because I had to do it, you know, so I'm immersing myself into this world of people trying to grow. And then I have to be creative a little bit to think of new ways to teach it. And sometimes those are some of my best sources. Old friends, just talking about stuff that they're doing. You know, I had a great one the other day. In fact, let me share my screen, because I can show you a list of 10 different things that inspired me.
You know, it's funny. You just said something, though, that really just resonated with me. One of your greatest sources of inspiration, it comes from doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it consistently. So it's not just having inspiration and then taking action. Inspiration comes from taking action.
Yes.
And that's pretty cool.
What do you see, Jim? Where's my why can't I see this?
I tried to click on the thing add to stream and then it disappeared. So try again. Click the share thing at the bottom and then share screen.
Okay. What do you see?
I see Smith Fitness.
Okay, good. All right. So this is my article blog. I had a conversation with one of my buddies I've known for 20 years. Navy SEAL, 20 years in service, did another 10 years contracting overseas, has been overseas over 20 times. Right.
Wow.
And he's a combat medic. So anyway, he had some issues with TBI, and I call it mild TBI just because I don't want to, you know, some people have TBI and they can't walk, they can't speak. You know, it gets pretty serious. He was still operational, but just so many other issues that were going on.
Right.
And so anyway, his story of getting hyperbaric oxygen therapy and how it turned him around. I even have he was having horrible sleep, high cortisone, weight loss, hypersensitive to light and sound, and couldn't be in crowds and had migraines and headaches 24/7, you know, all these issues. And then he got into a, hyperbaric chamber, and I read the book on it. As soon as I heard his story, read this book, Oxygen Revolution, on it. and it has some issues with.
Are you done sharing?
No, hang on. Oh, okay. It has some issues with.
Look at you with your pop-up marketing there on your site. Excuse me, buy my stuff.
But anyway, it has some issues. You know, when you dig into it, you know, some of the medical world does not see it as a viable treatment process. You know, there's some controversy. Mm-hmm. So I went down that. I read like 10 studies. And so I learned a lot about this whole thing. Found a really cool nonprofit that's run by a mom of a Navy SEAL that was killed in Iraq, America's Mighty Warriors. They pay for over 200 SEALs and special ops guys that have gotten this treatment, and it's like 10 grand a piece. It's pretty nice because insurance won't pay for it. So anyway, long story short, just that conversation of like how he's doing took me down this rabbit hole of learning so much more about what he's experienced and, you know, how to help other people. Perhaps this might be an answer for them instead of taking a dozen prescription medications, and some of them have can cause suicidal thoughts as part of the backlash of taking them. This article here was one of our podcasts that we did. Remember we did the realist, the optimist, and the pessimist?
Walk into a bar. Yeah,
walk into a recruiter's office. That was a good one. That went deep. This here was part of my group training. This is us lifting weights, you know, with a homemade squat rack in the winter outside because of COVID. But we came up with a great lifting cycle there. You know, every day I do mobility day, I realize I can't skip mobility day. It is a must. This one right here, this little meme, you know, I just made up. I got some rules of tactical fitness. You know, don't ask me what the minimum standards are because I don't know them. Right. And there are no tips or secrets. And you never think about quitting when you think about winning. This little meme here has gone all through the internet, and it came up. I made a full article out of it and podcast out of it. And, you know, all of these things are just kind of growing thoughts that just take a life of their own almost.
Right. As you act and share, you make that is another source of inspiration, is the distinctions that you make as you're doing it. So seeing other people doing it, seeing yourself doing it, having thoughts. I mean, sometimes I have thoughts. A lot of times I have these thoughts when I'm running because my thinking and my focus gets so uncluttered when I'm focused on breathing and moving my body and making little tweaks that all of that noise disappears. So again, like my workout book turns into an idea notebook as well. I mean, I can't tell you how many great ideas I've written down on the sheet with all the exercises and stuff.
Nice.
And it's just being in the arena, being in the pool, being in there doing it, seeing what people are doing it yourself. That's really where distinctions come from, and the best inspiration comes from distinctions that you make from actually doing it, being in there. If you weren't working out with those kids 3 days a week, 4 days, 5 days a week, you wouldn't be making the distinctions that you're making. You would all be basing it on just your own personal experience with the working out.
True.
It's the same thing with seeing, okay, like we're getting ready to do a challenge, the 7-day write your book challenge here in about a week and a half. That's going to give me some crazy distinctions when I see where people are having issues, when I think it's just, you know, why is this an issue? But it's not where I think something's an issue. It's where they think there's an issue. So again, another source of inspiration just comes from making individual distinctions when you're actually doing it. Stuart asked a good question, which I have a good answer for, I think. Says, what if you're the kind of person that can see other people's stuff and easily come up with ideas that make them better? Where do you go with that skill? You become a coach. You coach people. Now, hopefully you also are doing it, because ultimately the most authentic coaches are the people who have two parts of their business. they're doing it, and then they're teaching people what they're doing in their business. What happens in a lot of cases is people figure out how to do something, and then they become a coach. They stop doing it, and they lose sight of, they lose the process of making those distinctions, incorporating what has changed in the world, you know, new technology, new techniques, new ideas, new distinctions. And then you end up getting, you're teaching people old stuff. You're not a good coach because you're not doing it anymore. I would have a hard time doing the workouts that Stu sends me if Stu weighed 300 pounds and could not, you know, could barely walk up his basement steps. He would not be an authentic coach if that's who he was, if that's what he was doing. So you can't just, you know, where they say, those who can do, those who can't teach, and those who really can't teach teachers. That's a saying. It's a wonderful quote because it's true. And if I piss somebody off, good. It's almost 10. To get you out of the way early. So that's my response. What is your response to Stuart's question?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you can see a better way to make a mousetrap, do it. I mean, if you're inspired to actually go into that realm of work, you know, whatever that is, you see a way that you see somebody doing something, you're going to make it better. You know, if that is in your business, I think you should have a better mousetrap, right? If not, you know, maybe go into consulting and say, here's how you can make it better. You know,
yeah.
I don't know, be honest with you, but I mean, I've seen several people who have a really good idea with business. I remember when I saw the first tagged product on Instagram, you know, somebody was selling something and you could just tap the picture. Next thing you know, it took you right to their store and you could do that. And I was like, how do you do that? That's really good. And I figured it out and I've been doing it ever since and see a huge increase because of that. But yeah, absolutely. You know, you see a great idea that somebody has, you should, especially the how quickly technology evolves these days. You can't keep up with it on your own.
Right.
You have to see what people are doing, like the podcasting thing. You know, we didn't invent the podcast. You know, there are probably about 10,000 podcasts by the time we decided to make a podcast, you know, and out there. So,
and the one thing I would say is, as you're looking to see what other people are doing, it's easy to fall into, again, that mindset of not a poverty mindset or a lack of a mindset of lack, but like a, it's almost like other people's ideas are a threat. It's not always, but sometimes you can fall into that feeling of, you know, looking at what other people are doing or even being open to what other people are doing is a threat. Because it might expose you as what you're doing's wrong or something like that. But just don't worry about that. Just it's good to see what other people are doing. It's not threatening to you in the least.
I look at it like this, you know, especially in my world, you know, fitness is a huge market, right? No one does all of fitness, right? There's a little bit of genre here and there that people specialize in. And you know, there's room for everybody. You know, even if you have similar products and similar websites and similar social media, there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyway.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, yeah. I would say that we need to wrap this up, and it's your turn to wrap it up, Stu. You introduce the show, you wrap the show up, and send people off with good vibes.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you listening. If you have any questions, please post them because your questions give me ideas for next show. So here at the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks podcast with Jim Edwards and Stu Smith, where do you go, Jim, to find some good sales copy?
Huh? Oh, if you want to learn how to write amazing sales copy, you can go to copywritingsecrets.com. You can pick up, we still have copies left, free copies left of my book. I don't know how much longer it's going to be available, but You go to copywritingsecrets.com. I'll send you a copy of my book. Just pay a small shipping and handling. And you too can write amazing sales copy just like Stu.
Yep.
And Stu, if they want to get in shape between now and Monday when they're going to do the full Murph with a 40-pound weight vest.
I hope you have prepared for that.
I have. Yes. But if the people want to get in shape, where can they go?
StuSmithFitness.com.
There you go. Can't
mess that up. But also go check out the Facebook page, a Facebook group. It's a closed group, sales copywriting, content marketing hacks group. And there are great many people. What do you got? 25,000?
There's over 20,000 people in there. There's a lot in there now.
And they're very helpful. They're very helpful because I would say 9 times out of 10 are a source of my inspiration for getting new topics for the following week. So
nice.
Get in there, start asking questions, helping others, because that's what this is all about, inspiring others. And this has been 1 hour since we've been doing the Jim and Stu Show / Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast. And I say 1 hour is enough.
Okay. Well, that means we have to stop. So everybody have a great day and we'll see you next time.